You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, and now we are at the top of the hour, the last hour of the show. We're joined by Edward Twitchell Hall III, talking about the sustainability aspect of what Occupy moved into, the Occupy Wall Street protests that were all over the world, and still going on in many different ways, amazing projects. And so let's jump into the sustainability and what you're doing to build stable sustainability in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a basically we're building up bioregional networks. So Occupy Farms was really strong in continuing to carry the banner, and the same thing with Occupy Monsanto. And it's all really coming together with Idle No More, because it's really Idle No More is about First Nations rights and environmental justice, and that's where it lynches, is lynchpins, is at these treaties when it comes to the law of us securing the first our spiritual connection with each other, and then after that is these laws that protect our water and our soil and our seeds, which are under attack in terms of GMOs and pollutants. And in our own sort of lack of courage to stand up to it. So we've been building up these networks. In New York, there's about 9 farms that I've been working with personally, and then there's a much more decentralized effort. But we're trying to take this effort that I've been spearheading in New York to try to copy and paste it throughout the country. So we've got farms that are over in Florida, and then also on the West Coast, they've been really kicking butt, just reclaiming spaces. And people, like, really, it's growing your own food is better than printing your own money. So there's so much to share on it, but it's hard to get the word out. We're still even getting more server attacks and even deeper, more sophisticated hacking on these efforts to share it. And it really, we're pummeling through these obstacles. So in December, we're having a global summit of all of the movements to meet in New York City, and to culminate that meeting on the 100-year anniversary of the Federal Reserve Bank, where we will come to a pure agreement as to how we push forward on autonomous currencies, and our trade between First Nations, between these new farms that are all working together, and people who want to join, like, the new economy, which is, like, far more exciting, embodying of the principle of freedom that was outlined by the Otananga, which really, freedom spoken in the United States comes from the First Nations, and it truly means responsibility for oneself. We are truly free when we take responsibility for ourselves, and that's what the next steps of this movement are about as a community.
Yeah, absolutely. As it should be, is coming together and bringing that back. And that's what I'm talking to so many people about now, with veterans and this and that. They want to bring community back to the people and the family back. And it's so important, because home is where the heart is. It goes back to that. And to live a sustainable lifestyle and to just get that way of life out to people is going to shift consciousness and shift what's happening. You know, so many things are poisoned and being poisoned. So what are some ways people could help out, Ted, and get involved with some of the stuff you're doing?
Well, I'd say it really starts to converge on Honor the Two Rows, or honorthetworow.org. That's a single row, so not plural. You can get a hold of me on Tedward Hall on Twitter, TEDWARD. Just direct message me, and yeah, we're having server issues and all of that, but just look at honorthetworow.org. This is where all of the tribes come together.
Awesome. Well, thanks as always, and we're sorry the government keeps hacking your sites, and we're sorry the government keeps stopping Frank for talking about Atlantis, and we're sorry the government keeps shutting everyone else down for putting out good information, but we're going to keep doing it. So, Ted, keep rocking. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll have you back soon. Here's some more. Be right back.
Two years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And, of course, just want to give a shout-out to the network, starseedenergyradio.com, for the latest news and updates. You can follow my Twitter feed. Check out our new Android app and our iPhone app, available at the Amazon.com store. The YouTube channel just put up, like, 20 or 30 videos, I think like 25 videos, and lots of new interviews going up, lots of information. So get this information out. Do your own research. Check this stuff out for yourself. Don't take our word, my word, anyone's word for it. You have to learn this stuff for yourself. We are just sharing with you our experience and what we have learned thus far. All right, we're going to move to our next guest, and the station is going to get her right now. We're trying to get her right now. And the station told me she is with us, so Barbara is ready. Just to give you a little quick background, you can check out yourlifeandsoul.com is her website. She's a published author, journalist, speaker, and has careers in personal and spiritual development. Barbara, thank you so much for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Thanks for inviting me, Jonah.
Absolutely. You have so many wonderful things in your website, talking about the Akashic Records and soul readings, and we're going to get into all that. But first, if you would, just talk about when was your first experience. I like to ask a lot of my guests that because it's always a good story or experience where someone had an awakening or a near-death experience where they felt or experienced energy or another dimension or angels. Did you have any experience, or how did you first get into the spiritual realm, metaphysics, and the Akashic Records?
Well, I've always been interested in spirituality, and I think I'm a little too much of a grounded kind of person to have had some of the experiences you just described. So for me, I wanted to improve my intuition and found myself drawn to several metaphysical tools in the 90s after having been aware of all these things since I was in my 20s, many decades ago. And when I was in the 90s, when I was in my 40s and 50s, I found myself drawn back to them. So my parents had just become ill, and I was working in the entertainment industry as a creative producer, developing projects, and a script consultant, and I found myself needing a little more spiritual support. So I was drawn to the Bodhi Tree bookstore in Los Angeles, where I live, which was a very famous bookstore that just closed a few years ago, unfortunately. And on the wall there was a flyer for a class in what was called inner guide meditation. And there are a lot of different people who work with what they call inner guides, which are usually spirit guides, inner aspects of ourselves, all those good things. But this was a very particular kind of process that used your own astrological chart and what they call Jungian active imagination processes. So you're kind of doing inner meditation, inner coaching, Western style visualization work with your different astrological aspects. And I was drawn to this for some reason. So I went and got trained in it, and it opened up a whole new world for me that led me into getting trained in astrology, in tarot, in hypnotherapy, in past life regression, in neurolinguistic programming, and ultimately in 2009 to the Akashic Records.
The Akashic Record is something that we've talked about in the show. We've had readers in the show. It's very complicated thing to comprehend for people that have never heard of it before or don't understand souls or dimensions, things like that. If you could explain to maybe a teenager, not that it is simple to explain, but what the Akashic Records is and why do you think it's important to know about it?
Well, I find it to be very, very simple, actually. The Akashic Records, as I have learned about it and teach about it, is the vibrational dimension of our soul's journey through all lifetime. It's that simple. I think of it like our soul's TiVo. It's what's recording energetically everything we think, say, do, feel, hear all the time. And it's that soul part of us, what's expressing through us. What's speaking through me now, what's speaking through you, that part of us that's there when our body ends, that 21 grams they've talked about and measured, that's the difference between the weight of the body before the moment of death and the weight after, that energetic part of us that contains our personality, contains our connection to everyone and everything, and also contains the information, vibrationally at least, of any experiences we've had in past lives. And whether you believe in past lives or don't believe in past lives, it's hard to work with the Akashic Records and not at least be open to the idea that this lifetime is just one chapter in the book of our soul. And our soul being that spiritual part of us that's connected to whatever we think of as that higher power, that creative source, if you like to think of it as other dimensions, however that is, and it's also what the scientists now talk about as the quantum field, that energetic dimension that connects all of us, that we're all part of.
And this quantum field, talking about quantum physics and quantum mechanics that have shown all these amazing experiences, the observer and the water molecule by Dr. Yodo and all these amazing things that our science, and you could see with your own eyes this like living matrix that we're living in that responds to our thought and energy. And the proof is everywhere of the stuff we talk about if you're open to it, like you said. And that's
right.
Why we're always saying do this homework for yourself and do what you can to have your own experience. When dealing with the Akashic Records in an explanation like that, I understand that simply, yes. But when you explain it to others, you know, Barb, it's like sometimes when people can't even comprehend, like you said, like a soul's journey, meaning like we came from other civilizations, we've journeyed to other universes, and we've lived other experiences on other planets, and And my answer would be absolutely yes, because I've had memories of that. My soul in certain states vibration has been to places like that. My consciousness has traveled to places like that. So I know for me that's a truth. But it's hard for other people to even comprehend things like that if they haven't experienced it. And that's why we offer our services to people like you do with the Akashic Records. If someone accesses their Akashic Records, why would someone want to do that? Why is it important or helpful to them or important for someone to do or to, you know how to do something like that?
Well, for me, it's one way to get a clear point of view on what's going on in this lifetime when, from the human point of view, I might not be able to understand how to respond to things, to understand why things are happening the way they are in my life, and to get that soul's point of view, because from the soul point of view, at least in my experience and the experience of other people I know who are working with the Akashic Records, through whichever method works for them, we all find the method that works for us. It's like different keys to different doors in the library, so to speak. But it gives us a clearer, higher point of view than sometimes we get at the human level. I had an experience of that recently when my husband broke his leg. And things were going so well in our lives, and all of a sudden he was doing a favor for a neighbor, cutting a limb off his tree that was about to crack, and the ladder shifted, and he fell, and he broke his leg. And I felt like, why was this happening? It was the last thing we wanted to happen. I was angry at him for having done this favor when he shouldn't have gotten up on that ladder and done that. They should have had somebody who was more skilled at that do it for them, rather than just asking him as a favor to do it and him saying yes. And I really found myself getting very concerned, upset, feeling like, why did I create this? Sometimes those of us in the New Age perspective here look at how we created what's going on in our lives. So I knew I needed guidance from that higher level, like above the trees, where you can't see the forest for the trees when you're down in the middle of them sometimes. So getting that helicopter view was what I needed. And I opened my Akashic record using the method I use. I use and teach the pathway prayer process that was developed by Linda Howe, who wrote the book How to Read the Akashic Records, which has won a lot of awards, and she's highly recognized as one of the top teachers of methods to work with the Akashic Records in the country, and I'm one of her certified teachers and practitioners. So I opened my records, and what I got was that this was an opportunity for me to support my husband. I hadn't done anything wrong. This was not karma coming back to make us pay for something. It was an opportunity for me to take care of him. And we had always felt we'd had a past life together, and in that life, our time together got cut short. We always felt it was in ancient China, so we had gotten married actually on Chinese New Year's and celebrate our anniversary on that date every year because it just feels right to us. And in that lifetime, we'd always felt he had been a warrior and died in battle, and we didn't get to have a full life together. We've now been married 35 years. So we're having a very full life together. We've weathered a lot of ups and downs with parents getting ill and passing on and other things going on, and we're real life partners, and this was my opportunity to support him and take care of him because he needed to take a break, and he literally, you know, had a break in his leg, which made him slow down and shift gears a bit. So I got that other perspective, and it let me not be so angry and frustrated. It let me focus on him and take care of him, and it made a difference on how I was being in the moment in my life now. And how we are in our life now is the culmination of whatever lifetimes we've had, whatever we've done previously. Again, it's the current chapter in the book we're writing. And as an author and a script consultant in Hollywood, I understand that. We're writing our story as we go. So being able to tune into that higher perspective really helps us be in the moment and write the best story we can now.
Absolutely. Hang on one second. Don't mean to cut you off. We'll be right back. I'll take a quick commercial break.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200. Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We're talking about the Akashic Records with Barbara Schiffman. And when you access these records, Barbara, you can find out your soul's history, the information. What else, what other purpose does it help do? I mean, if someone could access their own Akashic Records, like you're saying, they could, if they have a situation or something coming up, they can tap in and sort of see the future, or could they just, like, ask a question, like, how could someone use that actively in their own life?
Well, the future is not written in stone, at least according to the Akashic Records, the way I work with them. Everything is potential, so we can tune into the records to look at what the patterns are that we're working on and also to unstick energy that might be stuck. That's where sometimes working with past lives, where they might have some energy stuck in patterns that we've been working on over many lifetimes in addition to many decades in this lifetime, that just by going in and getting that soul's point of view and tuning into that unified field energy, so to speak, it loosens up the energy that might be stuck. So that's one way that we can work with the records. I actually work with my records for writing. I collaborate with my Akashic Records and even call upon some of my past lives where I've been a writer and other things that help me in my writing now, and kind of feel like I have that team within me that I draw from when I'm doing writing. And I've used that quite successfully and actually teach about that and wrote a book about that called The Akashic Muse, which is actually a workshop in a book about working with your own soul and the Akashic Records for creative projects.
Wow. So there's I guess, a lot of ways you can integrate or use it for creative expression or for exploring what some of your future creative projects may be just by searching the past to see what you've done before. Maybe
you
able
can
to help
do that,
you.
Or just tune in, not so much with looking at what you've done before, but what you're being called to do now. Because our souls are expressing through us now, and things we're being called to do, things we want to do, even if we don't know how it's going to happen, that all comes from why we're here, what our purpose in being here is about. And sometimes it's about how we're being even more than what we're doing. And our Akashic records, or our soul level, helps us see that how we're being sometimes then shapes what we're doing, whether it's one type of project or another type of project. Either one can work.
Yeah, it's something that you just had me thinking here. It's like having a, not like a guide, but a reference to go to.
Yes, but it's internal. When people who are into metaphysics talk about guides or entities that they channel or all those other things, those are all external, angels and guides and all those wonderful helper energies that we anthropomorphize so we can relate to them, even though it's all energetic. But our soul is inside of us. It's that internal part of us that's already there. And by working with the Akashic Records through meditation or hypnosis, like Edgar Cayce did, he's the one that popularized the term Akashic Records, which is why we use it, because people, when they're looking to do that, think of that term and get drawn to working with the Akashic Records through whatever method they're drawn to. But again, it's that soul level, that soul energy that's already inside of us. And whatever method we get drawn to, whether it's the pathway prayer that I use or a couple of other prayers other people use, it helps us listen better to what's already there talking to us. And it helps our receptivity to that energy, to that guidance, to that sense that everything's really okay no matter what's going on, and that we're okay at the soul level no matter what's going on. That can make a huge difference for people.
And what are some ways where people can learn more about it? I know you have a lot of meetup groups and you have some stuff on and courses and workshops online. What's the best way for someone to learn about this? Is it to just do it a workshop in person or over or read a book? What do you suggest and what are some things people could do?
Well, the workshops that I do, I only do in person. I'm trained in, like I said, the pathway prayer process developed by Linda Howe. Her book is called How to Read the Akashic Records. Real simple to remember, How to Read the Akashic Records. And I always suggest people start with her book if they're drawn to this. It gives an overview of what the Akashic Records are, plus a method to work with them that people can learn very simply. But sometimes people don't trust that they're getting anything when they do this process. They're expecting big pronouncements instead of what they're already thinking about and a stronger sense of connection with that spiritual soul-connected part of them, which is really what we're doing. So the classes that I teach are in person. I teach introductory classes. I'm doing one in North San Diego County, actually, next weekend. And then I do a weekend practitioner training. I'm doing one here in Burbank, California at the end of April and in Irvine, California in May. I'm also doing an introductory class in June at the Hypno Thoughts Live Conference, which is a three-day conference in Las Vegas in the middle of June through the website hypnothoughts.com for hypnotherapists, coaches, NLP practitioners, people who are interested in those things. And I'll be doing an introductory class teaching people about that at those events.
Great. And your website, again, is yourlifeandsoul.com. And thank you so much, Barb, for coming on and giving us the download on the Akashic Records. Thank you so much for coming on there. You have a great night.
Thank you.
And here is some more of the one and only Quadru. Right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, a stellar show so far, all amazing guests. Seven interviews so far, now to the last interview, the eighth interview of the night. We have the one and only Martin joining us all the way from the UK, giving us some Serper ET contact updates. And just to give you a little background on what Serper is, unlike the NASA-funded SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Project, Serper's human-initiated contact program uses consciousness augmented with technical equipment to make direct contact with vector ETI craft into the contact group vicinity. And what they do is they basically go out with an intent to have conscious contact, peaceful contact with these highly advanced civilizations and groups all over the world in many countries, hundreds of groups consciously do that on a monthly basis. Serper.org is the website where you can get more information and find out lots of ways to get involved and test it out for yourself. With that, Martin, thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you, Joanna. Yes, indeed. Thanks again for inviting me on to your wonderful show for an update. Thanks.
Absolutely, and always fun to have you on to hear about the exciting contact people are having, talking about ET craft and UFOs. I mean, this stuff goes back centuries and centuries and centuries, as we've talked about in the show before, and the history of star beings and star craft. Evidence is everywhere, and now people are making conscious contact. So tell us about some updates that have been happening from you and other contact groups around the world.
Right, sure. Well, first up, actually, is a very exciting development for SERPA. In fact, well, there's three updates I'd like to brief yourself and your good listeners too, is that we're exceedingly excited about having a new core team member on our CE5 contact team. Her name is Pam Plouchet, and she goes way back when the CE5 project actually began many, 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 many years ago. So she has a long history of ET contact herself, and her title or role is ET contact relations consultant coordinator and spiritual facilitator. Now she is an initiate in the Melchizedek order, and so she's phenomenally powerful in terms of connecting with people on a soul level, as well as the ET C5s that she's been doing for all those years. So she's extremely gifted, wonderful, wonderful lady. She's from Texas, your part of the globe and in the States there. And so exceedingly excited to have her. That's a very significant and important development for us. And we can't wait to restart working again with Pam. She's a beautiful lady, and we go back a long way, and there's a soul connection with us both too. And secondly, there's a new book that we're positioning ourselves to put together. Now, the new book is going to be asking people to contribute some very simple line drawings of their dream contact. So some of those dream contacts will be very lucid, very real, very detailed. They don't have to be a Rembrandt or a Renoir to really put something together that people can understand. So these are basic line drawings. So it's an illustrative book. Originally, the idea was to have a coffee table book, an illustrative book of pictures, line drawings with a brief explanation accompanying that. So that's another idea. And then what we're going to do is take those images and animate them through CGI. And so we'll animate them. So instead of people describing in words what they've experienced, people can actually see them. So those dreamscapes of contact with wonderful ET star beings can be animated, and people could see in a very interesting CGI development. Let's see, the third development that is more interesting than ever is that we're looking to position ourselves to come to that's the SERPA team, to conduct diplomatic training for human-initiated contact over in America. So we're looking to come to America, and so if anybody wants to show an interest that they think they may like to spread that word amongst their friends and family and so forth, then do drop me a line at director@serpa.org.
Excellent.
So I wanted to slip that in. That's three very, very crucial areas.
Excellent.
And so there you are.
Excellent. Thank you for that update. And to give the listeners an update, new listeners out there, on what SERPA is and what SERPA does, I gave them a little information, but how many groups are you up to now? You're obviously growing in numbers. I know you're working with Costa and those guys. How many groups are you guys up to around the world? How many countries? Do you have the latest stats on that?
I haven't got latest stats directly in front of me, but I can say for pretty much certainty that we're looking at about 22 countries.
Wow.
So that's quite a number of countries positioning around the world where we're cohering together over the weekend and creating that morphic field, as Sheldrake once put it, in order to make peaceful contact. And people's reports are coming through every month, and it's astounding. That's a wonderful development for contacting the star beings who are really here to see us move along in ourselves internally and make those paradigm shifts and not only just help ourselves but also help the human project along. And so that's wonderful. So there's about 22 countries, and there are several thousand people involved. Yeah.
It's amazing how it's growing and how many people are involved, thousands of people. And some of the listeners out there may be thinking, like, why even contact them? So I want to talk about that, because that's the importance of the meat and bones of why do we want to contact the star beings? What's it so important? People may be listening and be like, well, why would we even want to talk to those people? What's the big deal? Let's leave them alone, them be then. Let's hear your take on it, Martin, and then I'll give my two cents at the end.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, there is a soul directive here insofar as that there is a directive towards understanding that the world in which we live is part of a much grander, more wonderful, inclusive existence, which includes other beings, star beings, star families of within our cosmos. So there is a soul directive to want to draw us towards. And then secondly, the contacts are happening in our sleep or dream states. Some of those can be very real. Others can be rather dreamy. Thirdly is that there is this internal drive towards understanding mysteries and being more responsible, more in tune with Gaia, more understanding that we're developing towards a more compassionate, more sensitive, more caring person. These things are very basic, but very, very key. So there's three areas that are causing people to want to make contact. And so what's happening for many people is that they are getting past the anthropocentric Hollywood projections, because we're living in a sea of programs. The matrix, if you will, is impinging upon us all the time, and that contact has been occurring either on an unconscious level or conscious level is completely different to what's being projected. And also there is the wonder and amazement of it all, and of course there's a consciousness shift. Once you have a consciousness shift, it's like walking out of a small room and into a much grander, larger room, and there's no turning back. And this is something we are driving and striving towards. So there's some examples of why people are making contact. So there's an internal drive, and there is a soul directive too. Mm. But I mean, there's a number of other reasons, including things like to help bring out disclosure, etc., and so forth. And there's lots of technologies that may come from that too. So there's a very exactly. much an intrapersonal end, and then there's a practical end too. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I was going to say. Is the technologies, these energy technologies, to clean up the air, clear this atmosphere. They have that technology. We desperately need that technology to stop everything we're doing, like fracking and all this other crap and garbage that they allow to literally strip and kill the planet, because the dark forces that are running things know what's going on. They're pulling the strings. They're orchestrating this nuclear energy, all this poison, poison, poison. They know the free energy and technology is here, but they're hiding it just like everything else from us, because they don't want us to use it, because it's all about fear and control and consumption. And they feed off our fear and our energy and our consumption, and that's how the planet's run. And until enough of us wake up and shift that consciousness, you know, it's going to continue like that. That's why it's so important to bring these other high-level beings of consciousness into our consciousness, because the more of us that come together and co-create together, the more positive change we could see around the world, the more influence we could have with each other, especially from highly advanced civilizations that are flying around the cosmos. You would think, you know, they may be able to shed a little bit to help us and clean up the damage we've done so far to this yes. planet and to each other.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is something that we're discussing now, and people may read it and go onto the internet and reason with logic and clear intelligence that this is also part of the program at the other end of the scale. It's intrapersonal, and then it's very practical. And of course, I was mentioning to actually somebody the other evening that it's rather like people who are now awake and aware who, and it's happening all over the globe, where people are understanding who the nefarious forces are and leaders and so forth are, anything other than transparent. It's like when we wake up to these facts, it suddenly almost seems as though we're gate crashing, incarnating and gate crashing on their show. So that's an interesting perspective there, to actually turn things around from the inside. You know, when one incarnates and it's working from the inside, what happens on the outside, the veneer, really follows later. So contact at an internal, interpersonal level helps shift along and makes people aware of those forces, nefarious interests and so forth, and shift it away and make people on the surface more aware of
being responsible. Absolutely. Martin, it's like this. The government's not going to tell us, well, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to make my own contact with them. I'm going to tell them they could come right over here and they could park the mothership right on top of my mountain and they could come chill with me. Because if they don't want to tell the people, well, then people like me and you can make contact, have peaceful contact, and the people are the ones that are going to have to initiate this, obviously, because it's not coming from the top on down. It's going to have to come from the bottom on up, the grassroots. That's what we're doing. And that's what you have, is a grassroots ET contact movement. And it's growing, and now you're coming to the U.S. It's awesome. I hope you come to Asheville. We'll definitely help you set up something. Come visit us. And It's exciting to see these things and changes happening. Like you said, the awakening's happening. More and more people are awakening to a sustainable way of living, a consciousness shift of happening, of living a different way of life. Everything is, you know, oneness with his materialism and money and these systems that are, and you know, made to entrap people, really enslave people. These financial systems, it's ridiculous to even have them running the whole world right now. So, you know, there's so many things that have to change, so many ways to do it. It's gonna have to be a grassroots like you're doing, and Costa and me and everyone else that's spreading the light and awareness on so many new possibilities that are right here, flying around our skies, you know, or in our hearts, or wherever it is that we can implement, everyone could do something about it. And that's what we want to do, is for people to get involved and check this stuff out and contact us and do what you can to just spread awareness, because one by one is how we awaken to this ancient information that's been around for eons.
That's right. And if people do go to the serpa.org website, you'll see there that the trainings that we put on over here in Europe, based in UK, they can see all the various elements that I teach to make that contact happen. And you'll get a sense of flavor of the motivations behind making contact. And a flavor of sense of motivations is very much about the responsibility to be, you know, a caring. And that isn't just, of course, with each other, but goes beyond that, as you say, to understand the wonderful biosphere, the incredible biota that the Earth is, you know, and she's teeming and seeming with wonderful life. And we are just mere, it almost seems as though we're really part of a sideshow. And the life forms have been here for, you know, eons, and here we are, messing things up. So let's you know, start being more responsible and taking a look at these things. And yes, you're right, you know, it's about making all those shift technological shifts and seeing how we can change, you know, the environment around. It needs to be changed around. It has to be changed around. And I think it's inevitable that it will. You know, 200 years down the line, we'll forget all this and we'll think, wow, what a wonderful world we're in, and we're going off and we're starfaring, and this is what it's about. It's about also having the understanding and knowledge internally to be able to visit the planets, astrally, etc. There is those mysteries that will come with understanding that we're part of a grander scheme. Incredibly exciting times we're in. It's challenging with what we hear and see and read. So if we can hold our center, we'll be fine. But those who are drawn to the ET contact scenario, it's very important to try and navigate your way through the anthropocentric Hollywood spin, the negative ideas that are coming forwards. But really, this is just a very thin, weak area of control that controllers want you to listen to, and many
That's
of us
it.
Do, you know, get through that. It's important.
Absolutely. Well, Martin, as always, thanks for getting up at the wee hours of the evening or morning and coming on the show, yeah. And we'll have you back on soon. As always, great work you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. See you soon.
We'll talk to you soon.
Put it. Talk to you.
We'll be right back. Enjoy.
Central Charm.
Spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life. And all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Another historic show with great information to check out and look up for your own. Historic because there's so much information that was put out that's viable, good, truthful information that could really open and change and help awaken someone's life. And that's why it's so important to get this show out there, get this information out there, and why we have 8 guests on the show is because there's all sorts of things. There's so many things going on. To have one or two people on the show to me is a waste of time unless it can cover as many topics and information as we can with 8 different people. So this is why I do it. This is why I work so hard producing the show, is because I want to put out as much information as I can, because everyone perceives information differently, And it takes a certain person to talk to someone else for someone to resonate or understand something. So the more people you have, the more information you can put out, the more people you can reach and get to and really understand and try to grasp some of this stuff and concepts that we talk about, because a lot of it is difficult and some of it's hard to understand. So with that being said, try to do what you can to get this show and any of this information out there. Follow my Twitter feed. I'm putting up tweets at least once or twice a day. We have the Facebook page, the StarCenter.com. We have the live feed on there with the different subscriptions you can sign up for with the new newsletter that came out. So definitely subscribe to the newsletter. We have the iTunes. We have the podcast. We have all different ways to support the show and really make a difference. Talking about some upcoming guests in the next couple of weeks, we're always looking for new guests. So if you have anyone that you think should be good on the show, or we should have on the show to talk to or take call-ins, shoot me an email. You can always email starseedenergyradio@gmail.com is a good email to send that to, or questions for me, or questions or any topics you may have. Shoot them an email, and we'll get it on the show. Coming up next week, we have Charlie McGee. He is joining us from Australia. He is formidablevegetable.com. He is a music artist. He's coming on tour here in the U.S. He is pretty awesome. I talked to him over Skype. Look forward to having him on the show. We have Diane Gazes coming on. She had a cancer last time because she wasn't feeling well. She is thelightteam.com. Check out her. Diane is awesome. I met her down at the 12th of 12 event and down in Miami and South Beach or in Brickell. And she was really cool. She's been all over the place. She's been on like Oprah and CBS. She comes from a corporate background. She's been awakened, talking about energy, amazing stuff she's going to share. We also have on that show Leslie Remington, and that is thermalbodyscans.com, talking about the different thermal body scans that could detect cancer and other diseases without using radiation. Of course, the government, everyone else wants to radiate us, and, oh, you have cancer, radiation, and chemo. It's like, no, alkalize the body. With an alkalized body, cancer cannot survive. There's one cure for cancer right there. You have hemp oil, turmeric. There's so many ways to cure cancer naturally, holistically. That's the information we want to get out. Live a sustainable life. That's the way we want to give out. Give the information to the people, because the information is powerful. The information is knowledge. And the information is what has been kept from us, why it's so important to get this information out. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed the music. As always, another conscious music artist. And thank you, Julian, again for lining that up. Other upcoming guests, we have Peter Sterling and David Almeida coming up. So check the website, StarStandRadio.com. Thank you all, the guests out there and supporters of the show. We love you all. Light and love. Talk to you soon. Enjoy Quadro. Good night.
This first edition of Tones from the Quadrobe. I hope you enjoyed. As with every other episode in this series, the full track listing will be hosted at quadrobe.com under the Tones from the Quadrobe tab.